Now, when they were in Fort Huachuca, they met up with some very important people. For example, Lieutenant Henry Ossian Flipper. Yeah, Henry O. Flipper. He was a lieutenant who became the first Buffalo soldier to become an officer after graduating from the academy at West Point. And he was an officer in charge. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that he was a bona fide officer. That's right. Had a bar on his shoulder, and people had to salute him and give him the respect that he deserved. Now, what does that mean? That means that all of these individuals had to respect him, and respect him they did, both black man and white. And he was, he wasn't loved by everybody, as you might expect. No, he wasn't. But he came out to Arizona, and he forced them individuals to give him the respect he deserved. And you know what? They wanted to get rid of him. Yeah, they couldn't stand him. And so they trumped up a charge where they took money out of his locker, and that was money for the regiment. And then after they stole it, they said, "Who took that money?" And they looked around and they looked into his locker and they said, "Uh-oh." And they pointed their fingers at him. They said, "You did it. You stole that money out of the locker." And so they put him on trial. And when they put him on trial, they lied. Yes, they lied. That honest man was given a discharge. They ripped them bars off of his chest. And they said, "You now are a slick sleeve," meaning that he was now back to private. And they said, "Get out of the army." And they took him and they kicked him out. And after he was gone, you know what? They rehired him as an interpreter. They needed him so much because he was able to speak Indian, and they needed him to translate all of the contracts for the United States Army. Well, sir, I'm telling you, they did that for Flipper because they needed him so much.